a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tommy, you wanted an update on a situation at home I brought to the table last week, if you remember, Log. I was asking the question, bit of fun, around when have things just started working again? Mm. So we've got this one blind at home, our one and only blind that is motorised and remote.
Bimotorised, you leave me an opening, thank you. Bimotorised,
well,
you mean...
I know you're so desperate, go.
There's a gentleman with a posh accent whose job is to stand there in a little tuxedo, little penguin suit, and just wind whenever you point at him.
Well, up, Jeeves, up.
Yeah. Well, Jeeves stopped working for 8 months, which I was really disappointed with. But yeah. No, so this one blind just stopped working. Couldn't, something to do with the motor. We tried everything, tried recharging the remote. You know, that was the most simplistic thing. Yep, I could possibly think of. Would not work. Finally got the lady who installed him, who's a legend. She's come back, made an appointment to come back this week now. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, I just quickly gave it a try. Just, I don't know why, just pushed the button. Started working perfectly. Yeah, absolutely perfect.
After eight months.
Yeah. Of course it did. However, it was supposed to happen Monday, the appointment. She pushed it to Tuesday yesterday. Monday, Dodgy's sent me a text, blind's not working again.
So I'm like,
cool.
Because you were thinking of cancelling the appointment.
Yeah. So I'm like, cool. I've done the right thing. She's still coming on Tuesday, so yesterday. It's not working. I've even gone home and tested it that night, Monday night, not working. Yesterday, they've turned up. Fantastic. Got all the new motor and the new remote and everything like that. Yeah. I said, yeah, so this is what happened. Hasn't worked for 8 months. Funny. Worked on the weekend, but back not working again. Here, I'll show you. Push the button. Worked perfectly.
Oh, my God.
It goes up, all the way up. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm sure that's just a fluke. All the way down. And then just kept working beautifully. I'm like, I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying. Like 8 months, it wouldn't work. And it gets stuck like 2/3 of the way down, everything like that. Yeah. She's like, it's all good. It's all good. We've ordered the new part. Obviously, something's wrong. Changed it over.
Oh, bless.
Fixed it up. Works beautifully. We're pumped. Dodgy last night, as the sort of sun was going down, has had it all the way up. She's like, it's so good having the blind up.
Yes.
This is nice. So Jeeves is back working in the house.
Well done.
Glad to hear it. Now, don't play with it too much because you imagine, look, up and down and up. And as soon as the lady leaves, bang, it gets stuck again.
We're fine now.
Good.
We're fine.
I'm glad she didn't say, don't worry, it happens all the time. That is not good for business.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You guys give me such a hard time about my tops. About my T-shirts and the clothes that I wear.
Yeah, but they're backhanded compliments. We're saying you're looking good.
Yeah, but you
gym's working.
You give the stitches a hard time.
Yeah, I know.
Hanging on for dear life.
You chose to buy extra small.
I don't, though. See, this is the thing. I've not bought much in the way of new T-shirts and stuff. It's just that the ones... Yeah, anyway, you seem to think that I went out and replaced my whole wardrobe with smaller T-shirts since I've been going to the gym.
You should go to... Cotton On rather than Cotton On Kids.
Touche. So you guys give me such a hard time, and it does. It has given me somewhat of a complex. I now will not take a jumper off in the studio because you always make such a big deal about it. The way I do it,
like you just flash me your abs before. It's like you're so hot in there. You've got to like lift it up mid conversation. You're like,
I
get it.
You're even rocking the jumper now to cover up, but you've got it pulled up so like the forearms are like rocking.
Yeah. Hot in here. You're popping through that jumper, mate.
La, la, la. Schwarzenegger forearms.
Yeah. Go on.
I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about this.
You need a therapist.
So you say I buy smaller T-shirts and I'm wearing smaller and extra small T-shirts, whatever. But then yesterday I had a white T-shirt on that was a bit baggy and you were like, oh, good on you. You're trying to fill that one out too. Yeah. See, it continues. The badgering continues.
Yeah.
What I will say is, though... I'm wearing a jumper today, a Blink 182 jumper that is purple.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Thank you. I'm very excited about the concert next week. It's not my jumper, though. Can you guess who it belongs to?
Indy.
No. No, it's not a tight jumper. It's pretty.
No, I don't know.
It's Carly, my wife. It's her jumper. I'm wearing, it's a crew neck jumper that it belongs to my wife. Yeah.
But that's quite baggy on you. That would be very
It's big on her. She has to roll up the sleeves and stuff. Yeah. So we bought it from a vintage shop or whatever. It's pretty cool. So when I brought it home, I was like, I'm definitely going to wear that. And then last night I was like, yep, cool. Can I wear this tomorrow? Are you cool with that? She's like, yep. As long as you wash it before the concert, we're good. Right. Yeah. So that's fine. And I thought, geez, do I tell the guys or not? Because they will crucify me. They already give me a hard time for wearing tiny clothes. And you know how small Carly is. So this week, for the first time ever, I've worn Carly's clothes. But this jumper is not the first item of Carly's clothes that I've worn.
Right.
So something else I wore this week.
Her undies?
Was Carly's. No.
Her T-shirt. The T-shirt that you had on.
On Monday, I wore a Good Riddance, who are a punk band, T-shirt.
Yes.
That is technically Carly's and is... It only just fits me. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to get away with this, but I love this band. I love this T-shirt. Yeah. And so I just wore it and I didn't say anything. And you guys didn't say anything either. So thank you.
And well, were you pretty happy with the way you were looking
inside?
Yeah,
well, no, I wasn't so much about the way I was looking. I was happy that I got away with it. I got home and I was like, oh, my God, how lucky.
But you realise why you got away with it.
Why?
It's because all we see you in is tight gear.
Yeah.
So that's why you got away with it.
We're waiting for you to walk in one day with like the latex painted on T-shirt. Just with the biceps popping out.
Yeah. And the nipple caps. So for 10 years that Carly and I have been together, she's worn my gear all the time. But just now 10 years in, I've just started wearing her clothes.
Yeah, love that.
And I'm getting away with it, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is there anybody else out there? I know this sort of is very hetero skewed, but are there any guys out there that where they have worn their missus clothes or can get away with wearing? Like, could it be a jumper? Could it be a T-shirt? Like, a band T-shirt? Could it be something else?
I was unimpressed with Jimmy James the other week because he wore the T-shirt you got me for Christmas a couple of Christmases ago with Wombie's face on it.
Ah.
And that's in my hardly wear rotation because it's so good and I love it so much. And he wore it to work. Oh. And I was like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, it's such a cool T-shirt. I'm like, I know. Don't. And I think it's easier maybe if you girls wear.
Yeah, so you're a bit more of a, like, what's yours is mine, what's mine is mine type of person.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
But so you also dress like a 12-year-old boy. So that is a very large T-shirt.
Yeah.
And Jimmy is much bigger than you, but he would fit into that T-shirt.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anybody else out there that, any other guys out there that have worn or do wear on a regular basis an item of clothing that belongs to their missus.
Yeah.
Again, sorry for the hetero skew. I don't mean to exclude people. It's just sort of what's going on in my life at the moment. Yeah. Amy in Belmont, good morning.
Good morning.
It's your husband that wears your gear, I believe.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
Like, it's ridiculous. He, like, so I've got maternity shorts from my pregnancy. He wears them. He loves them.
Yeah.
He, like, I just bought new shirts for myself for Christmas while he's already taken them.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's, even when, like, he goes to hospital because, like, he's had some surgeries, he takes my pajamas and he has to wear my pajamas. Like, he'll wear these out in public. No shame at all. He just lives in my clothes.
That's so good.
Are you similar size people?
Yeah, we are. We even share the same shoe size, so we like share shoes all the time. It drives me crazy when I want to wear my shoes and he's got them on.
He's obviously rocking the stilettos.
No, definitely no stilettos. Okay.
All right, well, that makes me feel better about sort of just stealing one of Carly's T-shirts.
Yeah, but did you get the vibe Amy was talking about? Amy's not happy.
Yeah.
So probably Carly is not happy with you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So let's just clear something up really, really quickly about summer fun and joy and, you know, backyard activities with the kids and things like that. Okay. So lots and lots of people at the moment I've noticed for either birthday parties, birthday presents or Christmas presents are giving the kids, you know, that have you seen them log the easy fill water balloons?
Oh, and there's like There's like 12 of them or something.
They're on little straws or
straws,
something.
Yeah. So you screw them onto a tap and you turn the tap on and it auto-fills. You're probably 20 per pack.
Yeah.
And they've got little rubber bands. So they just, when they fill, they eventually drop off into a bucket. And they're just ready for you like that.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome for the environment.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. So I always see water balloons and I'm like, oh, God.
Okay, good. Well, you're going to like where I'm going with this because it's so fun. Oh, don't we love water balloon fires? This is so cool.
your mouth's saying one thing.
And then what I've noticed also, too, is part of these packs is like little scooped, like, throwers, plastic, you hold onto like a handle.
Like when you're at the dog beach or whatever.
Yes, one of those, but imagine them shorter and you put the water balloon in it and you really flick so they get more, bit more speed and a bit more distance, which is so much cooler, so much better. So packs upon packs upon packs of water balloons have been given to my kids over birthdays and Christmases and nice hot weekend that we've just had. We should do water balloon fire. This is so cool. So they do it. Fine, fun, summer activity, hot day. But as part of the joy is let's get three kids who are now old enough to be able to throw and throw with some velocity with maybe, I don't know, 150 water balloons in total in buckets. And the number one target is going to be Dad.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like those horror movies or those action movies you see where someone, you know, things have turned a little sinister, like they've got a gun. And it's like run.
Right.
So basically the kids have said to me, oh, this is going to be fun, Dad, run.
Mm.
And I have to run and dodge while the kids throw water balloons at me. Well, it's fun when one explodes on you and it's a hot day and it's like, oh, I'm all wet, that's great. What's not cool is when they get to within about a meter, they throw as hard as they possibly can and the stupid bloody little water balloons do not burst. It is agony, okay, everyone?
Like
it
paintball.
Hurts. Yeah. Like paintball, thank you, Tommy. And it's really cool when you get hit by like 60 of those over the course of like a 20-minute play.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to go, oh, boys, this is fun. And inside I'm crying.
You're the adult. Sometimes you just have to stop being a good dad and just say, enough.
No,
I'm not into this.
I try and convince them at the end of it all as I hold up the T-shirt and we finally used up all the ammunition and I show these giant red welts and blotches on my body. I'm like, hey, see this kid? This is painful. This really, really hurts. And they're like, can we do some more, Dad? I'm like, of course we can. All right, summer fun. God. It
You're
hurts.
Good. You're too good.
This has been your daily advertisement for birth control.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.